genius.
The fully realized vision of an authentic American genius.
We need your brain.
Don't you have a brain in your head?
Oh, then I will have to adjust your brain a bit.
Every day, Billy the Brain talks with the best guests in America.
Cool.
About business.
The boss that works for you.
Entertainment. Sports.
Turning now to sports.
And the local community.
Radio keeps its eye on local events.
It's time for brainstorming.
My brain is like mush.
With Billy the Brain.
Sounds like fun. Let's go.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Our next guest is the man who manufactures ice cream right here on the Central Coast. He heads a family-owned business, and it's celebrating its 61st birthday this year. Imagine that. Despite being around for that long, it's still one of the best-kept secrets in our area. Unless, of course, you're one of the major celebrities who raves about his ice cream. If you're curious about ice cream, how it's made, or if you just want to join in the conversation, call us at 639-0008. Jimmy Young took over the day-to-day operation of McConnell's Ice Cream from his father back in 1999. McConnell's has been in business since 1949, just after World War II. Jimmy and his family have owned and operated the business since 1963, when they purchased the company from the original founders. Jimmy has many accomplishments, including redesigning the pint-size ice cream, increasing sales, and adding European or gelato style of packaging for their bulk products. In 2009, Jimmy built their first retail shop down here in Ventura, and we're going to talk to him not only about that, but all about ice cream and its manufacture. Welcome to the show, Jimmy. How are you today?
I'm doing great, Bill. Thanks for asking me here.
Well, thank you for being here. And it's really kind of interesting. McConnell's ice cream is beloved by those who know it. In fact, it's ranked 8th nationally, not here in California, 8th nationally in sales for premium ice creams. So my question to you right off the bat is, what makes McConnell's ice cream different from these other premium ice creams that are on the market?
Well, that's a great question. And technically speaking, though, Bill, where McConnell's is not a premium ice cream, we're a super premium.
Oh, a super premium. Excuse me.
That's right. It's actually a technical term that's taught in the American's ice cream university courses, super premium. It's a grade of ice cream. And it denotes a low overrun, or which is the low air content of an ice cream, which makes it a super premium as opposed to a premium. It also is a high milk fat. In the ice cream world, high-quality ice cream world, fat is a good thing.
Fat is good.
I know that brings up the contradictions perhaps we were talking before, but again, it comes from a lot of good, wholesome ingredients that we scour to find. And so that's what we do. We take wholesome local ingredients, and we make all-natural ice creams with them.
Okay. Now, I want to talk about this high fat content. First of all, what is the fat content? Why does fat equal flavor when it comes to ice cream?
Well, fat really doesn't impart, or milk fat doesn't impart a flavor into a good ice cream. Like, for instance, if you're making a good pasta sauce or something, maybe spreading some butter on your toast, right? It doesn't always, depending on whether you get a salted butter or what have you, it's not so much the flavor, but mouthfeel. The milk fat, a high degree of milk fat in a good ice cream, really gives you that really nice, buttery, creamy feeling in your mouth, along with the low air content. So there's tricks in the industry when you start making a lower quality ice cream, a premium grade, and I'm not going to poo-poo my competitors in the marketplace like Baskin-Robbins or Dreyer's, but that's a premium grade of ice cream. And the way you can trick your palate into thinking that something is creamy is to inject a lot of air into the ice cream when you're making it. It's called increasing the overrun content of the ice cream. And lowering the fat level and putting in a bunch of food stabilizers and food glues and xanthamine gum and gour gum and anything with the word.
These are things that I don't even know about, but okay.
Yeah,
ingredients.
Pretty much if you go to any factory food, I call it, whether it comes in a chip bag or even in a lower quality restaurant, you'll be consuming a lot of food glues, I call them, thickeners, agents that make a food feel or give you a sensation that it's a richer food than it is. So we're not saying that all foods that have thickeners or stabilizers are bad. We're just saying McConnell's ice cream is a super premium grade of ice cream, and it derives its nice buttery mouthfeel from nice milk fat.
All right. Mouthfeel. Now, there's a term that I have not heard before. But here in McConnell's ice cream, it's been around for 61 years. Mm-hmm. It's highly regarded. Yet here in Ventura County, it's not so very well known. So you've just opened up your first store here in Ventura County. Mm-hmm. Tell us, why are we so ignorant of McConnell's ice cream down here in Ventura?
Well, I wouldn't say ignorant, Bill, but and you'd be surprised to know how many customers of ours have been here for many, many decades, because our retail pint, that little purple pint you see, many people have been buying for a lot of years at the local markets like Vaughn's and Star Market in Ojai and even Green Market, the former Jews Market, and the local Albertsons and so on. And throughout the state, it's Bristol Farms, Gelson's, Whole Foods, Wild Oats, all the independents, smaller independents. But so it's really a matter of osmosis and time. We've been doing what we do for so long in Santa Barbara that you pretty much can't walk down the street without bumping into someone that hasn't heard of McConnell's ice cream in Santa Barbara. But our presence here, we just earn our customers one at a time. I'd say we have a long way to go to get a spoon in every Venturan's mouth, though.
We're talking to Jimmy Young, everybody. He is running McConnell's Fine Ice Cream and Yogurt. It is a family-owned company, been around since 1949. That is a good long time. Jimmy, for people who are maybe not aware of McConnell's ice cream, where is your retail store located here in Ventura?
In Ventura, we've restored a wonderful property on Main Street right in front of the Pacific View Mall. It's the old Mission Bell Cafe, and maybe people remember for years going in and getting Jan's great Eggs Benedict and other great super premium fare there. She didn't skimp on the butter there either. And her great son Charlie ran the business for a while, and it was always our favorite place to eat breakfast, my wife and I in town. We live here in Ventura. She's a local Ventura girl. And we restored that property when the Mission Bell Cafe left. It was actually the Tile Encounter store for a couple of years. We just love the property. It's as old as the hills, like our company, and reminds us of our original factory in Santa Barbara. And so in 2008, when the economy was going down, and we looked long and hard at it and thought, you know, let's just do it. Ice cream is a pretty recession-resistant product. People like to know that they might not be going on a vacation to the Riviera or buying the fancy car, but families like to know they can still afford a scoop of ice cream with their family, and we haven't looked back, and here we are.
Absolutely. Well, Jimmy, that brings up another interesting point, and that is you have a history in the company of very famous locations. You mentioned only briefly the locations up in Santa Barbara. Let's talk about some of the history behind the various locations where McConnell's are now located.
Are you referring to the State and Mission where we were founded?
Originally State and Mission.
That's wonderful. I bet a lot of your listeners have been to our McConnell's either two blocks down in Santa Barbara on Mission and De La Vina Street, but where Bill is referring to is our State and Mission, where Ernestine and Gordon McConnell built the original factory in 1949, and that's the site of the famous silent movie studio, the Flying A Movie Studios. And I think a Google search will probably give you some information on the Flying A Movie Studios, but I want to say 50, 75, 100 silent movies were made right where our factory, original factory and store were. And if that's famous, I imagine some people would say that's famous, but it's certainly just kind of neat local Central California lore. And our current factory is on Milpas Street in Santa Barbara, and the cross street is Canna Perdido, and that's a fun location. That was built in 1938, and that was built by Italian dairy immigrants who brought their craft with them from the fields of Italy, and a proud, proud tradition of all the dairy husbandry and the dairy products that supplied the Central California coast for many, many years. And we've got some neat old-timey photos in our lobby of the ice cream shop on Main Street here. But famous, I'm not sure about famous, but we do have a few movie stars. We like to drop their names once in a while to But we thank you for asking. We really love history, and we love to preserve it in the form of the buildings we use and try to bring back their original charm and to show off our original ice creams.
Yeah, you absolutely do. I mean, you choose historic buildings, you keep them up, you renovate them, and that's one of the exciting parts about McConnell's ice cream. But you're poo-pooing the current factory. One of the things that's most famous for right now is Ernestine, the cow on top. And so what makes Ernestine on the top so very famous today?
Well, her name is Old Bossy.
Old Bossy,
and not to be confused with Ernestine McConnell, our the founder's wife.
No disrespect intended.
No. She's not bossy. She's wonderful. But Old Bossy, I'm pretty much the steward of Old Bossy. It was my first job in the mid-70s was to climb up on the roof of our factory and to unpaint, if there is such a word, the nighttime shenanigans from the local enthusiastic high school football teams that would paint Old Bossy. So some mornings it would be fun to be riding my bike to junior high school. That would be Santa Barbara Junior High, and look up and see Old Bossy painted like a chicken or zebra stripes or purple or what have you. But and then usually slogans on the side, San Marcos is stinks, or the Santa Barbara High are they're no good. But that's not quite the vernacular that was being used then or currently. And so my job for $2.50, which was a wonderful amount of money for a young man on a bike, was to climb on the roof two stories up and hang by a cow's ear and paint out the expletives. And that's the relationship that started with me and Old Bossy, my first job. And to this day, I make sure that no one hurts her.
Hang by a cow's ear. I made a note of that. That was a very clever turn of phrase there. Yeah. We're talking to Jimmy Young, everybody, who is now the runner, the owner and runner of McConnell's Fine Ice Cream and Yogurt, not only here in Ventura but also in Santa Barbara. Jimmy, the thing about the company, having been in business for 61 years, is it's really got a fantastic corporate history. So could you take us through what is that corporate history and how did we get to where we are today?
Well, that's a good question, and I think that key is our company. We're in 60-some-odd years, we're really the second owners, and it's been a family operation. That's hard to find in America, isn't it?
Very much so.
Right, and we're hanging on. We're doing our best, but I'd be lying if I said it was easy in this day and age to compete against your bigger competitors of with their huge buying potential for raw ingredients. That's why McConnell's a little more expensive, because we make it in more of a micro-batch format of by hand. Our biggest tank is only about mixing tank for ice creams in Santa Barbara is 250 gallons. And I tell you, the bigger companies spill that in an hour, and that's a true statement. But if your question is, what makes our ice cream so different?
No, not so much what makes the ice cream different, although I do want to come back to that in our second half. But I'd want to talk specifically about how the company was founded in 1949,
right,
and the transition, how your family took
That's
it
right.
over from the original owners.
Of course. And the quality of our product evolved from this very history of how the company started. And that was Gordon McConnell, fondly known as Mac. And Gordon was a World War II pilot, and he flew those big glider pilots that they towed behind the DC-3s and the storming of Europe, and they gave you one chance to land this glider, and behind you were usually a lot of brave souls and equipment, and and that's was Gordon's World War II experience. He survived, of course, and while Gordon was in Europe, he just fell in love with the artisan foods of Western Europe, particularly the ice creams that were coming out of France at that time. He made studious notes and perhaps even made some contacts with the equipment, but he brought back with him an artisan form of ice cream making called the French pot. And the French pot was a method I won't go into the technical nature, but it is a much slower process of making ice cream. It incorporates the lower air content I was telling you about earlier, Bill, and much more hand-select ingredients. And he brought that technology back, and to this day we still have proprietary mixing paddles, or dashers they're called, that are inside of our freezer, and we make it in a continuous fashion now where we can we don't have to stop and clean out the machine every time we go from one flavor to the next. But we use the same adaptations that Gordon McConnell started in 1949. So really an adherence to the old-timey equipment, old family values of hand-selecting our ingredients, and not rushing things, because we find when you try to make things happen faster to improve, quote, efficiencies, you really start to make incremental decreases in that you might not even be aware of quality. The military calls it mission creep when you make these small changes and all of a sudden your mission has completely changed one morning. So adherence to the way we craft our food products, we hang on to those dearly, and some of our equipment is downright ancient.
Is that right? Well, now, when did you and your family take it over from Mac and Ernestine
right.
McConnell?
Gordon passed away, or Mac McConnell passed away, about when I was born in the very early 60s, and that's when my father, or my stepfather, Jim McCoy, a well-known local businessman from Santa Barbara, and purchased it from Ernestine. And so that was the environment that all of us grew up in. As Jim worked hard, still making ice cream at State and Mission. This is the original factory on State Street in Santa Barbara. Pretty much was a wonderful, wholesome place to grow up as a young teenager. You grew up in our family with a mop in one hand and an ice cream scooper in the other. And if you were lucky enough, they let you help them make the ice cream.
And that was the real treat.
Yeah,
was that manufacturing.
That's right, and we cracked all our eggs by hand there, Bill, and opened up containers of pure natural flavorings as we still do today, and mixed them slowly by hand and served them to our customers right there in the store.
Well, we're talking to Jimmy Young, everybody. He's the current owner of McConnell's Fine Ice Cream and Yogurts here in Ventura as well as Santa Barbara. We're going to have to take a break right now, Jimmy, because we got to pay some bills. But when we come back, I want to continue along that theme that you were just talking about, fresh ingredients, fresh materials, buying locally. And we'll come back with all of that after this short break.
And now, back to brainstorming with Billy.
A perfectly good brain wasted.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We're here on KKZZ AM 1400, Positive Talk Radio for Ventura County. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is contradictions. Yeah, that's right. In the first half hour, we talked about nutrition, fine diet, and everything else. The second half hour, we're talking to a man who is now running a family-owned business, has been in business for 61 years. They manufacture ice cream right here on the Central Coast in California. And it sounds like a contradiction in one half hour to have a nutritionist and in the second half hour to have somebody who manufactures ice cream, which is traditionally not thought of as a nutritional food. But even our nutritionist in the first half hour said a little bit of ice cream, particular premium ice cream, is always a good thing. And one thing that Kathleen did in the first half hour was talk about natural ingredients. And that's a theme that really does cross over into this segment as well, Jimmy, because McConnell's ice cream enjoys the use of not only all natural ingredients, but really you make a concerted effort to buy locally as well. So tell us about your procurement, how you get all of these ingredients to make the fine ice cream that you do make at McConnell's.
That's a great question, Bill, and something we put a lot of care and effort into. It's not just a marketing cliche, but we try and be localvores. And we try to purchase as close as we can to our customers and our factory, and that starts with the cream. And we're proud to say for many, many years we use only Chase Brothers creams right down from the Oxnard Plains. We pasteurize and homogenize ourselves up in our factory in Santa Barbara. And like I said, if you can't start with a good cream, you're probably not off to a good start. And that, of course, is all Central California cows, and those are all cows that have not been treated with the bovine recombinant growth hormone, which is kind of, if you're a health foodie, basically our cows are not treated with hormones that speed up the production or trick their bodies into thinking they need to produce more milk than perhaps they should. And so, anyhow, McConnell's ice creams use creams that have not been from cows that don't be treated with hormones. As far as our ingredients, we like our strawberries. We like to get them from close to home as possible, and they come from the Oxnard Plains, of course. And but sometimes we have to go away as far away as South Africa if we need to find a macadamia nut. And so if someone is growing a nice macadamia nut in Ojai, they should go ahead and give your show a call and let us know.
They should call us right here at 639-0008. Talk to Jimmy and set up a distribution relationship with him.
Right.
So you buy locally. You're a localvore. I like that term.
Isn't that a great
word?
Yeah,
that is.
Yeah.
You consume as much as you possibly can, the local ingredients. And then if you can't find it here, you expand the circle
a little bit
more. So, for example, your almonds may not be grown here in the area, but you would probably buy them from Fresno or someplace here in California.
Exactly.
And then as far as the circle expands, all the way to South Africa.
Right.
Wow. I mean, but that begs the question. Vanilla has to be one of the most popular, if not the most popular, ice cream. And the raw ingredient in vanilla ice cream is vanilla. Mm-hmm. From where do you get your vanilla?
Ours, we come from a company that's based out of Paso Robles, and that's a Lockhead Vanilla, a good friend of ours, Ray Lockhead. And he has his own fields in Madagascar. And it's a bourbon vanilla and a Tahitian vanilla varieties. And but pretty much our ingredients, sometimes you're limited to the environment of which they like to grow best. So, but we still feel strongly to buy as close as possible to home. And we think as a species that if you're purchasing, think of the energy you're saving, not transporting food from one part of the planet to the other. It has so many benefits as to buy close to home, not to mention the economic benefits of supporting local growers.
Absolutely. And it extends not just to the ingredients as well, but you are very environmentally conscious. You talked about the low carbon footprint just a minute ago by using, as you call it, localvores, using local ingredients. But that also extends to packaging. It extends to everything in your store. Talk to me a little bit about what you're doing to be environmentally friendly with the packaging.
No, thank you, Bill. Well, we try very hard to do what you just described. And any businessman, what large or small, trying to do the right thing from the green sense is really challenged. And I was invited by a friend of mine, a professor at USC, who teaches an environmental studies class. And he invited me to come down and speak, which we did. I brought my family last month, and we spoke about the challenges of a small business is trying to go green and or try to be more sustainable and have good green practices from the small business standpoint. And it really was nice to sit in a room full of young students where you could, before I knew it, 3 hours had gone by. But we don't have a lot of choice where we buy our electricity from. But what we do have a choice is our paper containers, our plastic containers, or basically our eating utensils. And when I was a young man scooping in our store in Santa Barbara, it was about 90% of the people got their ice cream in an ice cream cone. Right now, I'm sad to say, it's more like 3/4 of customers expect to get their ice cream or yogurt in a cup with a plastic spoon.
And I'm one of them. I don't like the cone, too much sugar and everything else, mm-hmm. so I choose to go with the cup.
Well,
so I'm part of the 75% majority
Right. And so we have to deal with that reality, and so we try to be as small impact as possible. And we've very excited. We've tried polylactic acid or PLA-coated fiber cups. We've tried pure PLA plastic. It's a type of plastic, but it's made from fermenting corn and other types of starch and sugar-based legumes and such. It's PLA. You know, people can Google that. That's cutting edge. That's coming out of Taiwan, which is an island country, and they have to consume everything. They can't produce there. They have to bring everything on. And so Taiwan is a leader in sustainable packaging and low impact. And but what we've come across that we're very excited about is made right in Carpinteria by a Biosphere Corporation. And some engineers have come up with this amazing product. I'm holding one in my hand right now. I could take a bite out of it, but I don't think it'd be very dramatic on the radio. It's made from bamboo fibers and tapioca starch. And you can, I'm hitting it now. It's got a very dry, brittle feel to it, yet it's warm, and it's so biodegradable. You can take a bite out of it. You can compost it. You can throw it in the garbage if you're the kind of person that just can't make it to the recycler. And it will biodegrade even in a landfill environment, which is very interesting, and it doesn't outgas methane as other things in the landfill. It composts fabulously, and so we're very excited. And this is actually the first public announcement of this container that we've been working with Biosphere on. And the press release we're going to put out was actually about a month away. So you're the first, Bill.
Oh, well, thank you for breaking news right here on Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. I appreciate that. So if anybody is truly concerned about the environment, one of the things that you pride yourselves on at McConnell's Ice Cream is being friendly to the environment. We're talking to Jimmy Young, everybody. And the subject is ice cream, one of my absolute favorite subjects. Jimmy, what are some of the top flavors of ice cream right now? Because I go into your store, and literally you have dozens, if not hundreds, of different flavors of ice cream. But what are the top five sellers, would you say?
Well, our cocos are so great. We use a Guittard cocoa powder, and that company's been around since 1865.
Wow.
And so all of our chocolate bases are very pure. So our most popular is a chocolate with a whole roasted almond, and that's something that Gordon and Ernestine came up in 49. So that's called our chocolate burnt almond.
Mm.
I have a gentleman that comes in every day and gets a scoop of that. And we do various magic things to our Dutch chocolate. We'll put a raspberry puree and a small chocolate truffle. That's our chocolate raspberry truffle. Look, Bill's got a big smile on his face. Is he drooling?
Yeah, that is drool that you see, and
Bill
those of you
brain.
Who can't on the radio can't see it, but these are delicious flavors.
Yeah.
Go on, Jimmy. What are some of the other top
So
flavors?
A lot of our flavors with nut meats, like the whole pistachio nuts, the whole macadamia nuts, they all use a natural nut extract, and then we put the whole nuts in. Now, why chop them up if you can avoid it? Our fruit flavors, our Vermont blueberry and our Bordeaux strawberry, those are nice natural fruit extracts with some crushed local strawberries. That's our Bordeaux strawberry. But I tell you what, Kelsey Grammer, to drop a name, his favorite is our island coconut. Oh, my word, that is so good, with a little hot fudge on that.
Well, now, you mentioned Kelsey Grammer, but he's not the only celebrity that loves your ice creams as well. You've been in the ice cream business. It's afforded you the opportunity to meet a lot of famous people. Who are some of those people that swear by McConnell's ice cream, Jimmy?
Well, our favorite is you, Bill. You're the biggest local celebrity in this Central Coast that likes McConnell's. But you mean the next, like Barbara Streisand,
the next
maybe?
One, yeah, perhaps right. After me, yes. Barbara Streisand.
She's a wonderful gal. We make her little flavors of ice, special flavors for her parties and things like that. And Kelsey Grammer, and I'm proud to say that Michael Jackson was a fan of ours. He invited us up to his ranch for private parties, fundraisers and such. But
speaking of ranches, though, it's not just celebrities. It's also politicians. Who else was a local politician?
Uh-oh, help me out.
Ronald Reagan.
Oh, Ronald Reagan, of course, yeah. We were invited by the Reagans in the late 80s and to Fess Parker's ranch out in Santa Barbara, and Nancy had requested a French vanilla bean ice cream with fresh raspberries on top. And I tell you what, I had to get cleared by the Secret Service. And, for a young college kid, that was exciting. And then, frisking you and all the machine guns hidden behind buildings protecting that. It was really exciting to serve the President of the United States McConnell's ice cream.
Well, actually, it's been a very exciting career for you. We're talking to Jimmy Young, everybody. He is the current owner and runner of McConnell's Fine Ice Creams, both here in Ventura and in Santa Barbara. Being in the ice cream business has afforded you a lot of opportunities that many people don't get, especially running a family-run business. Where are you located here in Ventura if people want to check you out?
Oh, we hope you'll come by and visit our new shop. If you blink, you'll miss it if you're driving down Main Street. And we're not downtown and we're not uptown. We're midtown. So we're the gateway to Midtown Ventura, right on Main Street at the Pacific View Mall, right at the old Mission Bell Cafe, right?
That's right, Mission Bell Cafe.
The Mission Bell Motel.
And the wonderful location, parking around back. How do you get to the parking?
That's right. You can park in front right on Main Street, or you can hook around the building and park at the bottom of Dunning Street, right where Dunning hits Main.
Dunning and Main. All right, we've been talking to Jimmy Young, everybody. He's the CEO of McConnell's Fine Ice Cream and Yogurt here in Ventura and Santa Barbara. Jimmy, thank you so much for being our guest today. Greatly appreciate your stopping by, talking about your product.